Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
He'll be out the rest of the game, but we'll keep fighting.
Not to be denied.
Both these running backs for these two teams have been real bright spots.
Loses the ball. Touchdown, Raekwon McMillan. Hit as he let it go, and he's picked. And another takeaway by this New England defense. Touchdown. You never know who's going to step up. That'll do it. Here tonight, the New England defense, one touchdown scored and only one touchdown allowed.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Morning, Key.
What's happening? What's happening, boss?
Happening. A lot of stuff happening, right? Jay's still, Jay will be back tomorrow, right? Right now, we are holding it down. And everyone's getting a little time off this time of year. Kyler Murray, Key, was carted off the field with a knee injury in the 27-13 loss to the Patriots right at the start of the game, based on how many plays, three plays in. Non-contact. It was less than 90 seconds into Monday night's game against the Patriots. He's scheduled to undergo further testing on Tuesday, but if people are wondering what the upshot is, he's going to get an MRI. A source told ESPN there is, and this is a quote, little doubt that it's torn, referring to an ACL. And we've talked about that a lot in the first hour of this show. We're going to continue to talk about Kyler Murray, what this means for his future, Cliff Kingsbury's future, the Arizona Cardinals, the NFC West. But I want to look at the other sideline here, Key. We've talked about the Patriots' offensive play calling, right? The whatever model they're using for Mac Jones, where a week ago he was upset, and now this week he's like, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. Josh McDaniels, when he has not been with the team, and this is not the first time he hasn't been with the team to take another head coaching job, and this is not the first time that other head coaching job didn't look so good, right? But the Patriots offense also, although it was clicking okay with Tom Brady, was better with Josh McDaniels. So is this an issue of Josh McDaniels just being really good as an offensive coordinator and Matt Patricia not being the same? Or is it that Matt Patricia's fine, but McDaniels is better? Or is it that Mac Jones and the talent around him just ain't that good?
I mean, look, I don't want to dump all over Matt Patricia and the offensive staff. I think that the offensive staff is working what they're working with. And when you have a guy like Josh McDaniels who has a little more experience at calling plays and designing certain things, it's going to look a certain way. The team a year ago was a little bit better than they are this year. It's certain things that they've done. They're missing Jacoby Myers. I mean, it's just a little – it's different. And when you look at it, it's not like Josh McDaniels hasn't struggled when it didn't look good either. You know how you talk about Belichick being great because he had Tom Brady? Well, Josh McDaniels had Tom Brady, too.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So it's kind of, it's like.
But he did have Mac Jones as a rookie, and they won some games, and Mac Jones looked like, hey,
games,
nice rookie season.
But they're winning games now.
That's a good point, right? Mac Jones doesn't look the same, but they're still winning.
They won seven this year.
Yep.
They won seven with another, four to go?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they're a four and something team, right? I mean, so I think what happens in this situation is his departure makes people think that all of a sudden this offense is struggling to the degree of no return and Mac Jones has lost it. Well, Mac Jones is Mac Jones, man. He's not what you packaged him up to be a year ago. Okay, we made him better than what he truly is. And I'm being honest, brutally honest. He's an okay quarterback. He's not what you think he is.
Is he an okay quarterback? Is he an okay quarterback? Is he a starting?
I mean, he's not.
Key, we talked about the dinosaurs, the Frankensteins, the statues in the league, how there are no more of those. Even the guys who are not mobile can move a little, like Kirk Cousins at least. He's not a statue, right? But other than Brady and Matt Ryan, who are holdovers from a bygone era, they're both old. He's the only one.
Gravy boots.
Mac Jones, the only one with gravy boots in the whole league at the position.
He's about the only one that I can think right now. Because Kirk Cousins can move around a little bit.
Yeah, he can. He's more fluid.
Mac Jones is about the only one that's left with gravy boots.
So, if that's the only one left with gravy boots, and it doesn't look that good, right?
Look, I personally wouldn't have, but that's just me. I never liked him coming out of Alabama. Everybody told me I was crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about. And then he goes to a Pro Bowl, so to speak, whatever. And everybody's like, see, he's a Pro Bowl. I'm like, man, if you don't stop, you're not getting ready to sell me to me as a Pro Bowler. Remember, I was the one that thought that Zappe was a better quarterback.
Yep. He looked better.
He looked better to me. I mean, the offense just looked better. I don't care what anybody says.
It did.
You know, I watched Mac Jones run around last night, and I was like, this dude, like, no, man, this ain't.
You didn't watch him run around at all.
This is not it.
Where's he running? Hey, Key, I want to get into this for a second, then we're going to take some calls. I want to be very clear what I mean by a must-win game for Bill Belichick, okay?
Be very clear, Mac.
He's going to the Hall. He's in the conversation for the greatest coach who ever lived, okay? I'm starting there. So I've already given that to him. What I am saying, though, is sometimes what happens after the fact illuminates what happened before it, right? It gives you a new perspective. And once upon a time, you can't even talk about anyone's name next to Belichick's. He ran things. And all I'm saying is this. Year 9, without Brady as a quarterback, because he was hurt that one year, they won 11 games, right? But didn't make the playoffs. All those years in Cleveland, one playoff win. And then since then, they made the playoffs once, but no wins so far. He's in year 9 without making the playoffs. Like most head coaches, 9 years, that's a career in head coaching, have more than one playoff win, right? So all I'm saying is he needed that win in those terms. Of course, he's a great coach. I'm not arguing. I'm saying when you're the undisputed GOAT, right, you're supposed to be able to win a playoff game without Tom Brady more than once every decade. So that's what I'm saying.
Man, he's only been without Tom Brady in New England, what, 3 times?
4, if you include the injury.
I'm not including the injury. I'm talking about since Tom Brady's departure away from.
Yeah, it's been 3.
3 years.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So it's about time to win a playoff game.
Dude, he's getting there. He's trying to get there.
Boy, Key, stop right there. That's what I mean. Yes, it looks like he is. They won a game by hook or by crook. They're over 500. Go Belichick, right? Like, give him his credit. What I'm saying is if you're doing that, then you also have to admit, man, if you would have lost that game, that's bad against Arizona to go under 500. That's what I mean by a must-win game. You had to win that game last night. They did, but that was a big game to me for the Patriots.
Do you think that this roster construction, that as it currently stands, is as good as the Tom Brady years?
Nah, but that's on Belichick too, though. You buy the groceries, you cook it up.
Oh,
come on,
God,
it's all on you.
Stop, man. You got young dudes. You got people trying to learn how to play. You got a young quarterback. You got young defensive players. You got young offensive players. Like, stop, man. They had a guy going both ways.
My man, he is the GM, the capologist, the coach, the water boy. He's everything. Belichick runs that whole thing.
But,
no one else to point
to. But at the same time, though, Max, some people don't want to play for you in free agency. They elect to go to other teams. Some teams, sometimes you don't want to pay a certain amount of money for certain guys. I mean, it's just, you can't just all of a sudden in 2 years start this campaign of Belichick needs to win a playoff game without Tom Brady, and you keep selling that.
I'm selling, Key. And people don't want it because, like, you know, oh, he's agitating. He's like, how could you? That's right, because a cat can look at a king. Doesn't matter how high and mighty Bill Belichick is, we can examine him and compare him to others. And your guy, Bill Parcells, Bill Parcells, wherever he went, he turned things around. Bill Walsh reinvented offense. Vince Lombardi, man, they named the trophy after him for a reason. There are lots of great coaches. I thought Belichick, like as most people did, was head and shoulders above them. It turns out, nah, he's there with them. But you got to... You know, all those guys telling you all those years, man, he has Tom Brady. I'm like, sour grapes, stop it.
I'm not listening to you. La, 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 la.
That's it. All right, listen. Let's give away more money. How's that?
Yeah. That's a lot of
money. KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
All right. Well, we still can't believe it. A lot of the folks who won that $2,500 prize, 10K a day giveaway, they didn't claim their prizes, Key. 14 of the 80 prizes were unclaimed. 35 G's just sitting there. So it's kind of like, you know, Willy Wonka and the golden ticket. There's another golden ticket. In fact, there are 14 more golden tickets. We thought we were out, but no. It's Willy Wonka time. We have 14 $2,500 prizes we're going to give away today, Key, today. We picked another 14 people at random from everyone who entered the 10K a day contest. We're going to call them today and give them $2,500 each. So grab your phones. The team here is going to call all 14 new winners today during the show. We've already called one. We got 13 to go. Make sure you're listening. Have your phones handy. If you're already entered in the 10K a day giveaway, you could be getting a call on the number you use to enter the contest. As a matter of fact, let's call someone right now. Who do we got? Who's up? Roger in Toledo. What's
Hello,
going on,
how you
Roger?
Doing?
What kind of a fan are you? Who's your team?
What's up, Roger?
I'm a Bears fan.
Bears fan. Not bad.
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing? How are you feeling today?
Oh, feeling great. Glad you went to the bank and got some more money for it.
$2,500. How you feeling about your guy, Justin Fields?
Oh, love him. He's the future of this Bears team, so it's going to be great.
Oh, Keith.
You got that $2,500. Don't go buying no Bear tickets with it. What do you plan on doing with that money?
Actually, I got three things. Me and my son have a project with our cars. I got 87 to 88 Fox body, and we're going to buy some parts for that. I got a golf trip with my friends and a Rolex 24 hours race coming up in January going to.
Okay. That's that thing, man. I ain't mad at you.
Hey, Key, you know what's the most important thing about this guy? I'm reading it right here. He said he always followed me. He's a big fan. Is that true? You're a big fan of mine? A man of taste.
Oh, yes.
A man of taste. And high character.
I always Max. Followed you with your boxing show yes. and also with, on the other show with Stephen A. Smith. So
you know what? We should see if let's give the next guy's $2,500 to this guy also. He deserves. All right, $2,500 to Roger in Toledo. Congratulations, Roger.
Thank you, sir.
I have no idea why Roger just told you that.
Jared Goff, Key, gonna lead the Lions to the playoffs this year and be their starting quarterback next year. Is that an overreaction or not an overreaction? Dan Graziano is going to tell us next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the best quarterback play the San Francisco 49ers has gotten the entire year.
He did an awesome job. I think all you guys saw that.
You know, it was another football game.
They're better.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We got Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider extraordinaire, with us right now to play a little overreaction, not an overreaction. You ready, Dan?
I'm ready, Max.
The 49ers offense, in spite of all your Jimmy G talk, how great Jimmy G was, and I was trying to tell you, Brock Purdy might be able to do the same thing.
Couldn't get me to shut up about it.
Is better with Brock Purdy than with Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's an overreaction because it's the same. And it would be the same with just about any quarterback they could throw in there. And if we haven't learned that about Kyle Shanahan by now, then I don't know what we've been watching. And you'll say, yes, they've won more with Jimmy G. But I don't think the offense has operated at a consistently higher level with him than it has with the other quarterbacks.
Why do they lose so much then?
I think because other teams
Dan, why did you do this?
The other side gives scholarships too.
How would you explain the fact that they're so bad without Garoppolo to this point?
Like it's not, again, we've seen Nick Mullins play well for this team. We've seen C.J. Beathard play well for this team. Yes, they haven't had playoff success with those quarterbacks.
No, not just that. Their regular season record is way under 500.
I understand. Right. What do you got here?
Well, this is passer comparison. Put the records up, guys, of the team.
This is my point, right? So the quarterbacks play well. Now, the issue is Brock Purdy, seventh-round rookie, going to make a mistake in the playoffs that cost you a playoff game because he's a rookie? And the answer is quite possibly yes. But in the meantime, I think the offense will continue to function because it's designed to make quarterbacks perform at a high level. And they have. It's very difficult to find the last quarterback that performed poorly in a Kyle Shanahan offense.
Trey Lance couldn't win many games, and neither could the other three backups.
Trey Lance started two games, right? One was in a storm, and the other he got hurt.
Well, that's a good point. The storm. is a good point.
We can't judge Trey Lance based on what we saw this year.
In spite of what Dan Graziano says just now, in fact, there's a large sample size of four quarterbacks who played for Shanahan with the same defense, same everything. They lost almost every game. Why?
We're making different points.
That's not true, Max, and it is an overreaction,
so to speak.
At the end of the day, you keep saying that, and what I keep telling you, Max, there's other factors in there. There's other players that was hurt with those quarterbacks. And those quarterbacks was never good. This dude, as I told you 2 weeks ago, I said he's the guy. I hate to say it. I don't think I'm Mr. Know-it-all. But there's one damn thing that I do know, and that's the quarterback position. When I look at him and he's delivering the football in sync, in rhythm with Kyle Shanahan, and he's hitting his back foot, and the ball is being placed where guys can catch it and run, that tells me something.
All right, before we move on, I need to know from you this point, Dan. I'm trying to pin you down on this point.
Okay.
I'm sure you have a good response to it, but I'd like to respond to it.
They were
between 2017 and 21 seasons, that's Garoppolo's tenure with the team, going into this season. They were 8-27 without him. They lost almost every game they played, and they won most of their games by a lot with Garoppolo. Why?
Because, as Keyshawn points out, he's not the only one on the 49ers that gets hurt.
So,
right?
Coincidence?
By the time, maybe not coincidence. Obviously, he's better than those other guys because otherwise, why would he be starting over them? Right? I mean, there are degrees of this. But fundamentally, I think the quarterback will perform well and the offense will perform well in a Kyle Shanahan system, regardless of who it is. And I think if you like the 49ers prior to Garoppolo's injury, I don't think it should change that.
We will move on past this, but you guys think I'm trying to make a point here. I'm really just curious. 8-27 ain't normal. Like, this is not like they're a little under 500 without him, they're a little over 500 with him. They are the worst team in football without him over 5 years, and they're the best team in football with him over 5 years, just about.
No.
Like, that has not been explained to my satisfaction, like, unless you think it's coincidence with injury.
I thought an interesting note that win got Kyle Shanahan over 500 for his career as a head coach for the first time.
Super interesting,
And it's in, what, year six?
The Cowboys are overrated and got lucky to beat the Texans, Dan. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
That's obviously an overreaction. I mean, right? They won a game. Like, I'm not going to sit here and denigrate wins. If we're going to ding the Cowboys for barely beating the Texans, we got to go back a couple weeks and ding the Eagles for barely beating the Colts. I mean, like, these things happen. They figured out how to win the game. They're scoring points at an incredibly high level right now. This wasn't their best game from that standpoint, but I believe they still got 27, right, which is a number that some teams struggle to hit week to week. The Cowboys are fine. We don't know yet if they have the killer playoff instinct, but we don't know that about the 49ers or the Eagles either, and we're going to find out. That's when it's going to make the NFC playoffs so much fun.
It is such an overreaction, as I said to Max earlier, Dan. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't. And I'm glad you brought up the Eagles and the Colts. Like, are we dinging teams for victories now? I mean, like, come on now. This is – you can't do that. They played down the competition. And for that, they'll be better because now they understand what they got to do to fight. Okay? Everything can't be easy on cruise control. And I like the fact that they was able to get out of there with a win. A win is a win is a win.
It would be good if he stopped throwing interceptions. Like, that would be a good thing for Dak Prescott to do. But they're winning in the meantime in spite of it, right? So if he does get it ironed out, they're going to be legitimately dangerous.
They ain't winning two playoff games this year. That's all I have to say.
What if they got the Bucks, who are terrible?
I would do anything for the Bucks to knock them out in the first round.
And then,
round.
They get the Seahawks or somebody like that. I mean,
Seahawks will pop them.
Right? I mean, like, you know, there's three teams in the NFC that you like.
Niners, Eagles, Cowboys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and not in that order. Eagles, Niners, Cowboys for me. Jared Goff will lead the Lions to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, there you go.
And be their starting quarterback next year, too. Overreaction? Not an overreaction.
What if the Cowboys got the Lions in the playoffs?
They might lose that game. Like, Goff might put up 40.
They can score. It's not an overreaction. Lions are coming, and if the if Washington and the Giants and Seattle are going to slip, there's spots to be had, and the Lions are rolling right now. You know, underrated, they're playing really good defense, much better than they were earlier in the season, so that's an issue. And then Goff, I mean, look, they're going to have a high pick because they have the Rams pick, but I don't think it's a sure thing they spend it on a quarterback. The front office likes Goff. The GM was in L.A. when they drafted Goff. He was a college scouting director. Like, they could talk themselves into, hey, we can win with this guy if we build around him.
Key, I'm changing the question for you. I'm changing the question for you.
Okay.
Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl, has been to two Pro Bowls, and he's playing like this right now. Overreaction or not an overreaction? It's not over who's better between Dak and Jared Goff yet. That story's not over yet. Overreaction or not an overreaction? Goff might be as good or better than Dak Prescott.
Question.
Overreaction.
Yeah, you said a lot right there, yeah, man. I got to try to process
Goff
what
might
you said.
Goff might be better than Dak Prescott. Overreaction or not an overreaction?
Oh, overreaction. It's an overreaction. Who's the head coach of the Detroit Lions?
Dan Campbell.
And what is Dan Campbell's philosophy? Where do you think he learned all his stuff from?
Kneecaps and stuff?
Yeah.
He learned all his stuff from the same people you talk about we learn all our stuff from.
Right.
The quarterback is just fine. If Dak Prescott was in Detroit, he'd be just fine. If Jared Goff was in Dallas, he'd be just fine. There's no he's better than him and all. There's none of that.
So
because they're in two
equivalent?
Different styles and two different systems.
Is Goff around the same level as Dak? They came out in the same draft. He was number one overall.
Yeah, they're the same.
So Goff is good.
Goff is absolutely good. I've been saying this the entire time. People don't – look, whenever somebody gets rid of you, people automatically assume because you're bad, you're no good, they got rid of you. If that was the case, why did Detroit give up so much? Go ahead, you take him and we'll take all that back and we'll take on his salary and we'll be the starting quarterback for 2 years because they're in a growing stage. Jared Goff isn't going anywhere. If they make the playoffs or not, he's their starting quarterback in 2023.
Baker Mayfield will be the Rams' starting quarterback in 2023. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
I think it's an overreaction. But I can understand overreacting to what we saw Thursday. That was wild. That's one of the craziest stories of the entire year, right? Baker Mayfield basically walks off a plane at LAX and leads the Rams to victory two nights later. Amazing, but I still think it's way too early. There is a lot of uncertainty around the Rams for next year, and that's why part of the reason Baker Mayfield is there is because they want to take a look at it because they know they might need options. And Stafford has a neck injury. We don't know what his future holds, what Sean McVay's future holds, right? If he was courted by TV networks last year, that's likely to happen again. Would he go this time? A lot of uncertainty, so I think they're interested in getting a look at Baker and seeing what he shows them for next year, but it's off of one game, it's an overreaction to say that.
And Dan's right. Off of one game, it's certainly an overreaction to say that. But I'm going to say it's not an overreaction based on the other stuff that Dan said, which is Sean McVay could have potentially said, you know what, this is I'm getting older faster. I don't want to deal with this stress. We're in salary cap hell. Our players are checking out left and right. We got to rebuild this thing. I don't want to rebuild. And he could decide to just take a little bit of a hiatus and do something different. Like, there's not a lot of television jobs open that was courting him at that same spot a year ago, but he could just decide, hey, man, I want to breathe for a little bit.
I mean, he's 36, you know, so he's up there. He must be getting, you know, bones start to creak a little bit and whatnot.
36, yeah. This guy.
Boy, yeah, he's getting. Having, he's if doing, you look at him at the start of the season, he looked like a happy 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Now he looks like he's 70.
You know, I think the Baker thing, guys, is like it kind of, in a way, speaks to the Niners quarterback situation. In other words, Shanahan, if you're good, but you have to be above a certain level. If you're above a certain level of competence, then in Shanahan's system, you're going to look really good. I think Baker's above that level. So if he has a coach like McVay, he might look really good.
It could happen. He got to Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
Who, according to Key? Him and Dak?
Well, they were picked in the same spot in the draft. Goff and Mayfield.
That's just right.
I don't know if you remember.
Goff, Mayfield, and Stafford, by the way.
Exact same
Stafford,
spot.
Too.
Yeah.
Same spot. Mm-hmm. Boy, they like, I tell you what, Les Snead likes those number
like
one overall
one
picks at quarterback. Don't blame him. All right. Thank you, Dan Graziano, who appears across ESPN platforms, including the spectacular This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern. Handsome host. He'll be there today.
I will.
Let's continue this Brock Purdy discussion. Can Purdy lead the 49ers to the Super Bowl? And what do the 49ers do at quarterback if Jimmy G is healthy enough to play in the playoffs? But Purdy keeps playing this way. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Purdy going to drop back to pass. Under pressure, going to step up. Try to run forward and go to the end zone standing. Touchdown!
This is the best quarterback play the San Francisco 49ers has gotten the entire year.
He did an awesome job. I think all you guys saw that.
Purdy's back. Time. Pumps. Now going to throw for the end zone. Wide open. Brandon Ayuk.
You know, it was another football game.
They're better.
Okay. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Your boys, Key and Max, with you today. Key. Sports is an enormous industry. It's an entertainment industry, right? And we sell sports. The reason it's popular are two reasons. One, we like to create hierarchies. This is the way our brains are programmed, like hierarchical thinking. Where's Key's list? One through seven, one through ten. Who's the best? Who's better than who? Okay. Who's on top, right? How do we rank things? And the other is storytelling. We like a good story. Who are the characters? What makes them tick? What are they up against? How great is the obstacle? All those things. So this is irresistible to me, the Brock Purdy story right now. He's Mr. Irrelevant. Key, if they wrote it in a script, it's like, it's too on the nose. Can't you just make him a sixth-round pick or undrafted? No, we're going to make him Mr. Irrelevant. He's the last dude taken in the draft. A rookie has never won a Super Bowl. And here he is, Mr. Irrelevant, on a team that looks like it's Super Bowl ready. Key, he's doing his thing. Can Brock Purdy lead the 49ers to a Super Bowl?
I think he'd certainly be a part of what they're trying to accomplish. As I told you before, 2 weeks ago, Max, what did I say? There's no difference. In fact, it looks a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And I still stand by that. There's no difference, and it looks a little bit cleaner and better to me. Now,
agreed.
He's a young guy. Things speed up a little bit as you get into the playoffs. Can he make the necessary adjustments from a speed standpoint? Because they're going to ratchet up. They're going to start bringing exotic things that you didn't see in a regular season, to try to force a young guy into some mistakes, try to rattle him. I don't know him. I don't know his demeanor. Is he a calm, collective, cool guy? Or could they ride this style of play all the way to Arizona into the Super Bowl? It certainly seems that they could to me.
Okay. So listen to Rex Ryan, ESPN NFL analyst, on Get Up This Morning, Key. Answer that same question.
I think yes, but the biggest reason has nothing to do with their offense. It's that defense.
Yeah.
And how good is that defense? They haven't given up a 60-yard rusher all season.
60?
60-yard rusher all season. Did I come up with that? No, of course, Hembo did. But that the defense is that good.
Hembo's that good, too, and so is Rex Ryan. Hey, Key,
and
that
that's
was
why
yesterday.
When you said, Max, yep. You said, can he lead him? I'm like, well, he ain't going to lead him. He's going to be a part of what they're trying to do.
Right. But so that was actually from yesterday morning. Key, so this is what I'm asking. If it's looking good with him, and now Garoppolo comes back. Now, keep in mind, the whole rookie thing, I have your voice ringing in my ears. Man, rookie, first year, just be able to drive to the stadium. You know where to park, all this kind of stuff. Second year, you start to take the training wheels off a little bit. You have your whole thing. You got your whole rap on that, right? He's a rookie. Garoppolo been there before. You know, he's made deep playoff runs. Garoppolo's ready to play, but Purdy's looking like he has so far. What do you do?
Where are we talking about, though, Max? Are we talking about next week, or are we talking about into the playoffs?
Into the playoffs.
Then, Jimmy, get ready.
Really?
Be ready. Sit tight. Okay, put on the ball cap, and let's see how it goes. Because if something starts to squander with Purdy, then I got Jimmy there. But I'm not taking Purdy out of the game if we're in the playoffs. Thanks. And we're in the second round or something, and Jimmy's ready to play, or we get to the Super Bowl. I'm not doing that.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Go ahead. Why?
And I'm gonna say the reason I'm not doing that is because we obviously are comfortable with him underneath the center. Over the last several weeks of the season, why would I disrupt that chemistry that we have right now just because Jimmy's ready to go and we're already in the NFC Championship game, so to speak?
No, because you're doing that. It makes perfect sense to me, Key, because you still have, in case of emergency, break glass, and here's Jimmy Garoppolo for you, right? You know,
yes.
Like, I get it. In the meantime, you take it like a pitcher in a playoff game. We're going to go inning for inning with it, or batter for batter with this guy, right?
And let's say the wildest thing happened and Brock Purdy won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The wildest thing that ever happened. He wins the Super Bowl. Good for you, young man. I'm starting Trey Lance at the beginning of the season.
That was my next question. Even if Brock Purdy, but let's say, Key, though, that he wins the Super Bowl, but you like what you see. Not just that he wins the Super Bowl, but he's not only making good decisions, he's doing a little extra. You like what you see. You're still starting Trey Lance next
year? Yes,
next
because
year?
My plan all along was to start Trey Lance. This is like the Philadelphia Eagle, Nick Foles, Carson Wentz situation, where Nick Foles led him, Carson Wentz led him to the divisional title, and then Nick Foles took over from there and led him all the way throughout the playoffs into the Super Bowl, where he was Super Bowl MVP, Philly special. Yay, he's great. Carson Wentz stinks. And guess what? Carson Wentz wind up starting the next season, and that is the same thing that I apply that to, and I take that to Trey Lance as well as Brock Purdy, where he will be thanked. We will allow him to ride on the float throughout San Francisco, and he will hold up the trophy, and we will celebrate him. But when training camp starts, it's Trey Lance's job.
But, Key, I want to point something out. That was a mistake from the Eagles. Like, Nick Foles didn't work in Chicago because Nick Foles
It wasn't a mistake. Nick Foles ain't good, Max. Come on, hold on.
Well, hold on one second. He was excellent in Arizona. He was excellent with Chip Kelly. He stunk with Jeff Fisher. Like, here's the thing about Nick Foles. The situation has to be just right. He needs a pocket to step up into. He's not fast, all that stuff. But Nick Foles is well-liked in the locker room. The team plays for him. He has a good arm. He can make reads. He can do that stuff. And let me just point out to you, Key.
That's cool, Max, but he's not a 16-17 game starter.
Okay, but Carson Wentz started the next season. When he got hurt, they were dead in the water. I think they were a game under 500 or 500, something like that.
Okay.
Nick Foles took over after winning the Super Bowl the previous season, right, and going on, doing all this stuff. Went on the road and beat the Bears at Soldier Field with a defense a lot of people were picking to get out of the NFC. Went on the road and nearly beat New Orleans at New Orleans. That was his Super Bowl title defense. Then they still moved on from Nick Foles, did what you said, and went to Carson Wentz, and it was a mistake. Carson Wentz wasn't it, man. They had to get rid of the dude.
Maybe Carson Wentz wasn't it, but Nick Foles sure in the hell wasn't it. Max, it's different.
But what if
when
Brock
you play
Purdy is
when
it?
You play seven games versus 17 games.
Understood.
Or
but
18
what if Brock,
or 19.
But what if Brock Purdy is it? That's what
we'll
I'm
know
saying.
After Trey Lance failed.
Okay, I gotcha. Next season, are you sticking with Purdy or not if he wins the Super Bowl. 888-SAY-ESPN. I know it's a long way to go, but I want to know what the people think about this. Is the Detroit Lions rebuild, is that actually ahead of the Bears, right? We thought, well, Packers are going to fade, and here come the Bears. But wait a minute. Which organization has a brighter future? Like, the Vikings were the placeholder, right? The Packers were the present and maybe the past. But the Bears were the... Oh, I don't know about that. Which organization has a better future? The Bears or the Lions?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, we're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yes, that is correct.
Hey, we're going to get into the Bears and Lions in a second. Derek in Tulsa had a problem with what I said about Brock Purdy. Derek in Tulsa, what's going on?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First of all, Max, I think that you, I don't know if ESPN got a concussion protocol, but I think you need to be under one. But I'm telling you, with this Jimmy Garoppolo, I've been a 49er fan my whole life, and you're on a love affair with him, and I appreciate it, Brock Purdy. I mean, the eye test is fabulous. He's throwing tight windows. I mean, he checked down to the receivers. I mean, he tried to do a little too much, but he got away with it with some calls that I feel in the game that we just played with Tampa Bay.
Well, I don't understand. Max, you're saying I like Garoppolo too much and I like Purdy too much? What are you saying? What's the point?
Well, the point is you can take any – okay, Max, if you're from New York, think of your high school player, any quarterback. But what we got on the line and in the backfield –
I have a legit question for you, Derek, running back after
Christian McCaffrey.
I get it. You're loaded. You're loaded. Are you? But this is my question for you, okay? And I'm not saying it with a point of view like I know the answer. I'm genuinely interested in what people have to say about this because I don't know. Without Garoppolo, in 5 years between 17 and 21, he missed a lot of time, right? When he didn't play, they were 8, you, because you're a fan, were 8-27. Understand what that means. You're basically the worst team in football. 8-27, you can't buy a win. You're losing 3 out of every 4 games. Now, all of a sudden, with Garoppolo, you're winning 70% or something like that of your games.
Mm-hmm.
Over a huge sample. Why? Why is that?
Max, you're talking about the past. We're talking about right now.
So you're saying right now you're better?
Right now.
So right now you're better?
Right now. What I'm saying, with anybody at quarterback, Max, right now, we're better. Look at what we got on the line. Look at our backfield, how deep we are. Look at the – start with management at the front office. Look how our organization has changed. And the only thing that you got to point out is Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, what I'm saying to you – wait, Derek, you're still not answering my question. In that case, okay, what is what you're saying – that
he answered it the long way.
So this version of the offense is better than what you've had in the past, is what you're saying? Because in the past, no one else could operate the offense except Jimmy G, and now you're telling me anyone could operate the offense, right? So this offense is better than what you've had in the last 5 years. Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely, across the board. Not only the offense, but think about the defense, Mac. You just heard the stat about how many running yards we done gave up. I'm telling you, Max, this is unheard of.
Okay, wait, right, Derek, man, what we doing? Derek, I appreciate the call. Key, I think Derek is actually answering the question. I appreciate that. Would you say, his point is this, both sides of the ball, this is the most loaded roster that the Niners have had in this entire five-year period. Do you agree with that?
I probably would say it's comparable to their Super Bowl roster.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit better because you got the guys are older, right? You got guys that are older. Trent Williams wasn't there at the left tackle spot, if I can remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Kittle was a puppy. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no McCaffrey, no Ayuk.
McCaffrey's like the tipping point on the offense.
You know, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl run. But what I would say is he went the long way to answer your question. The same thing I've been telling you the entire time, Max. Mm-hmm. This team is healthy, so it's almost like you can line anybody up at that spot with a healthy team. Now you say, well, they can't win without Jimmy G based on the record in the past. The team was depleted a lot of the time along with Jimmy G.
And the other thing
is, just
a
coincidence that guys get hurt all together. Remember, about 4 weeks ago, Adam Schefter said that there was about 11 guys that are coming back off injury reserve and all the other stuff. And I was like, well, I'm going with the Niners. Well, they're healthy now. Before, it was, I don't know what this team looks like. And Jimmy G was still the quarterback. But once they get everybody back, it just changes everything.
So your
49ers.
Contention is, in fact, there was some luck involved that made it appear that it was Jimmy G, when in fact, when he was healthy, so were a lot of other guys. When he was hurt, so were a lot of other guys, even though it was over a five-year period. I want to get back to this year,
Max,
though.
They took the damn ball out of his hands in the two playoff games. Yeah, he threw a combined 15 total attempts in two playoff games.
Not denying any of that, but the fact was he won a lot and other guys didn't. So it does seem to me, you mentioned McCaffrey, that when you add, what they didn't have this whole time was one of these electric dudes, right? They had a lot of really good players, but you added now this electric playmaker to all this.
Yeah, they had a nice running game.
But it's different. Like, McCaffrey to me makes it look different now.
Yeah.
It's like over the top.
No, he's a Ferrari compared to them having a Porsche.
Right.
Debo
does
a
lot of things, but McCaffrey's got a little extra
fast
twitches.
Yeah, he's a Ferrari, and they had Porsches in the past on their Super Bowl run. Now they got a Ferrari that got a little more, you know, a little sleeker to the ground, could get in and out of tight spots real easy.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about, we're going to talk about the Lions and the Bears, Key. You know, it looked to me like, okay, the Packers are the present, and if they're the past, then the Vikings are the placeholder, right? But the Bears are the future, and Detroit, whatever. Man, you look at Detroit now. Detroit, they got a good – Jared Goff is good, man. He's good. I'm not saying he's great, but he's good.
And he's good. People – because he got traded, and McVay didn't like him. And when McVay says he doesn't like somebody and they trade you, everybody, McVay's a boy wonder. He knows what he's talking about. Jared Goff was good, man. He was always good.
Who's better, Goff or Kirk Cousins?
Who's better?
Yep.
Man, I kind of like Goff better.
Me too.
It's just me.
Me too.
It's just me.
So the reason I ask Kirk Cousins is because to me that's a good kind of line, right? Are you above that line or below it? To me, I think Goff's a little above it. That's a pretty good player.
Goff got the ugly number, and it just don't look right in his uniform. So it's like, it's a lot that go with not really warming up to Jared Goff. And he had some stinkers in the end. He had some bad games in the end. He was essentially benched, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, when you're the number one overall pick and you get traded, there's a tendency to say, oh, the guy's a bust. But how could you be a bust if you've been to two Pro Bowls and a Super Bowl? You can't really say that dude's a bust.
Something to talk about, man.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.